Yes, you are very welcome to Sex and Relationship Therapy with Rachel Cook. We do this every week around this time, and it's always a good one. Now, let's talk about this, because sometimes the biggest barrier to happiness can be inside of yourself. They say that jealousy is a fire that burns all it touches, and envy is the art of poisoning yourself. And that sounds bad, but what can we do about it? Some people just get so overcome by it, they can't help themselves. Well, our resident sex and relationship expert, Rachel Cook, is here now to talk all about it. Hi, Rachel. How's it going?
Hiya, Jen. I like that. I don't know where you got those quotes. That's great. Love it.
No, they're very famous quotes. Yeah, we all know those. Sure. Jealousy is the fire that burns all it touches. Surely you've heard that before in the therapy room, no?
Love it.
Well, it is. And it's an awful, awful, it's an awful feeling. I know from being jealous in the past, and it's something that you do kind of have to work on yourself. But how would you define jealousy?
Yeah, so jealousy really is a feeling of resentment, bitterness, or hostility towards someone who has something that you don't, you know, and usually it's combined with a feeling of insecurity that you fear that you're either going to lose something or that someone else has it, and therefore, you know, that you feel, you know, resentful and upset about that. So, yeah,
okay.
That's really what it is.
And then what's the difference between that and envy?
Yeah, so some people will define them a bit differently, and some people say that they're basically the same thing. But really what you can say is envy is more about just feeling like you want something that someone else has, whereas jealousy is about something that someone else has that you want, but it's about the insecurity that you experience at the loss or the not having of that yourself. So the fear of, let's say, being replaced, or if someone else gets a promotion at work, you know, if you were just feeling envy, it would just be kind of like, oh, you know, I wish I was getting a promotion and more money. If that's jealousy, it would be like, I wish that person didn't have that and that I had it instead. And now I'm probably not going to get a promotion because they have it. So, you know, there's a little bit of a difference there in the kind of quality of envy just being the desire for something that you don't have, and jealousy being about the kind of insecurity that comes from the loss or replacement that you feel around that thing as well.
What would you say are some of the main reasons we get jealous?
Oh, so there's loads of them. You know, for some people, it's about having really low self-esteem. For some people, it's about kind of loneliness and like lack of support and community. You know, if you don't have many people having your back, it's easier to kind of covet what other people have and to see them as having, you know, perfect lives and that sort of thing. You know, perfectionism is a big one. Sometimes it's for people with trust issues. Past trauma can be a big one. You know, that if you grew up maybe not having certain things in your family, or you've experienced certain things that make you feel, you know, shame, that you feel less than, that you don't deserve certain things, then you're probably, you know, going to be more likely to experience jealousy. And then, you know, competition, competitiveness, it's a big one. You know, the way that we live in our society, people are pitted against each other and often feel very disposable, because we are, because we can be replaced. So it makes sense to feel a lot of jealousy and envy, to be honest, in our lives.
Are those types of feelings, are they always unhealthy?
No. So this is the thing that people, you know, the thing is, jealousy is an absolutely universal human emotion. Now, sure, some people experience it more than others, and some people experience it in ways that are destructive or obsessive, but it's something that all of us will experience. And, you know, actually the kind of useful thing about jealousy is that it can often tell you that maybe someone or something really matters to you, and that, you know, yes, you might be fearing losing them or that thing, but it can give you more information about what it is that matters to you. It can also tell you that there is a need, a want, or an experience that you know, want to have fulfilled, really. So it can give you some direction as well. So it can actually be pretty useful, I would say, to recognize that, like, all of us are going to experience it, and what it's, you know, really the issue is what you do with it. You know, if you just kind of try and push that under the rug and pretend you don't have it, or you feel lots of shame for having it, or you just kind of act out the jealousy in a destructive way and are just nasty to other people or take things from them or run all over someone else, then, you know, obviously that's not going to be great. But if you can use it to kind of go, okay, what am I motivated to do here? What maybe are some different boundaries I'd like to put in place, or things that I think I need to communicate to my partner or my sister or my coworker? It can be amazingly helpful.
It's a difficult feeling to manage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Extremely difficult feeling. And what's the first step? Is it recognizing that you are a jealous person? I mean, how do you manage that? You mentioned boundaries there.
Yeah, so I think, you know, you don't even necessarily have to characterize yourself as a jealous person or not. It could just be recognizing that you're having feelings of jealousy. Again, as I said, some people do experience it more than others, and that's down to a lot of different things. It can be to do with our early experiences of jealousy as a child, how it was managed in our family. Some of it can be to do with, you know, socialized sort of gender conditioning and how, you know, women are kind of conditioned to be jealous in different ways to men, you could say, depending on the society. And then just individual people's disposition. You know, some people are just going to be more likely to kind of compare themselves and to be more sensitive to the sense of sort of like having less or being less than others. So, you know, I would say, yeah, the first step is absolutely to recognize, you know, how do you know that you're experiencing jealousy in yourself? For instance, when I work with people, they often don't know the difference between anxiety and jealousy. They'll say, well, I know that I'm experiencing jealousy. And I'll say, right, how do you know that that's different from anxiety? And that can be a really interesting, you know, conversation about different thoughts that you might be having, different sensations that you're having in your body, you know, where it feels kind of hot or tight or restricted, those sorts of things. Because there might be a lot of crossover with anxiety or insecurity, but it often has a particular quality, you know, jealousy does, as does each emotion, I could say, but that will differ from person to person. So the first thing you can do is recognize that that's the one of the, you know, the feelings that you're having. And then, you know, ideally being able to kind of talk about it as openly as possible with some safe and trusted people, and kind of take ownership of that, of like, oh, I'm experiencing some jealousy. This is what I think it's about. And, you know, focus on yourself and what it is that you fear losing or that you wish that you had, as opposed to kind of blaming the other person, because that's often what we can do. We can start to get into blaming the other person and saying, it's your fault that I feel jealous. Or you
did this. I saw how you looked at that person. I saw it. Do you find that men experience jealousy in a similar way to women, or is it a different thing?
Yeah, it's quite different, I think. So again, totally depending on all sorts of things, like, you know, generation and kind of age, and, you know, particular personality of that person. But I think in general, women are more socialized to be sort of jealous of kind of, let's say, close friends. And, you know, men tend to, it's not necessarily that men experience jealousy less, but I think women can often experience it in a much hotter way, where it feels very kind of explosive. And, you know, women feel, I think, more shame about experiencing jealousy as well. You know, that we feel like we should be supporting other women if we're feeling jealousy towards other women, and that we feel like it's stupid or ridiculous if we feel jealousy towards, let's say, partners. And I find that, you know, men often have different, even words around it. I think men often wouldn't describe what they're feeling as jealousy. They would just call it maybe insecurity. So, yeah, it's quite an interesting one to talk about with your partner and amongst friends, family members, of like, how would you define jealousy for yourself? When do you tend to experience it most? How painful is it for you? Because some people don't experience that much pain. They just feel like, oh, I'm jealous. And, you know, it's a kind of irritating sort of, but motivating feeling. And for other people, you know, they absolutely hate it. It makes them really want to withdraw and just crawl into bed and have a cry and, you know, feel kind of worthless. So it's a good to get more kind of acquainted with
and get a handle on it. Absolutely. What can you do if your partner's a jealous one in a relationship? I've seen this time and time again. I mean, how should you handle that?
Yeah, so really trying to be as open and patient as you can with people, whilst also having really firm boundaries around this. Because obviously, if someone is just expressing that they feel jealous, and you're able to talk about that and give them some reassurance or have a bit of an action plan together, that's fine. However, if what we're talking about is something like, and I know we discussed this about Jonah Hill, Jen, you know, if what someone's doing with their jealousy is that they're saying, you can't do this, or you're not allowed to, you know, have those friends, or you're not allowed to post pictures of yourself, or you're not allowed to have friends of, you know, the gender that you're attracted to, or, you know, a gender that you're attracted to, then, you know, that's a different thing. Like, that's controlling behavior, which is different to having a feeling of jealousy, which is why I was talking there a minute ago about the difference between having a feeling and acting on that and kind of behaving as if that feeling is totally sort of reasonable or valid. You know, every feeling is valid to have. Mm-hmm. You can have whatever feeling you want. Feelings are just going to happen. Now, sure, you might be able to kind of regulate yourself over time, you know, kind of basically train yourself into having, you know, sort of feelings that are, you know, less destructive, let's say. But, you know, you still have a choice as to what you do around your behavior with that, which sometimes can feel uncontrollable. If you're very, you know, if jealousy feels really hot for you and it makes you feel immensely, you know, kind of anxious and activated and insecure and you know, full of like fear and shame, then you're more likely to be kind of like you know, being controlling towards other people. So you really got to work on that. But if it's a partner who's jealous, you know, looking at, okay, what is it maybe that you're feeling insecure about? Let's work out, is this just that you fear you know, our relationship breaking up? If so, I can give you some reassurance about how that's, you know, not going to happen or very unlikely to happen. Or is there a need that's not being met in our relationship? You know, let's say if someone is jealous about the fact that you're going out for dinner with your friends, and they're sort of, you know, talk about that. Is that they're afraid that you're going to cheat on them with your friends? Is it that they're, you know, that they're actually missing you having some quality time together? And so there's going to be different responses that you have based on what's driving the jealousy that someone's experiencing. So that's a really good thing to talk about.
Amazing. Rachel, thank you so much for today and our chat about jealousy. There we go. And Rachel Cook is a psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She's on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end. She's back next Wednesday. And if there is anything you would like us to discuss in our therapy session, you can email the team at jen@rte.ie.